What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we have a bunch of interview questions from a young lady named Annika. Annika is 11 years old, she likes houses and interior design, and she wanted to interview Mama Jamma, Papaloo, Zach, and Zizi, so she wrote in with a bunch of questions. Well, shouldn't we give a few shout-outs first?
Yes, JF Cat, thank you for the reminder.
I'm going first. I've got a shout-out for Harrison. He asked to hear from me, the former president of...
Yeah, of What If World. Everybody knows JF Cat, and you're doing a great job leading the Fur Force.
Well, thank you, Harrison. And also Gino and Silvio.
To be frank, Gino and Silvio wanted a thank you from me.
I don't have that in my notes.
You don't have any notes. You're a cat. Where would you even keep them?
And finally, I've got a shout out for Mr. Wayne, who works at the Montgomery Zoo.
Yes, Mr. Wayne, a fellow first name Mr. like myself, and an educator. We're really happy he believes in the show.
So should I stick around for the interview, or,
I think we're okay, Jojo.
Well, then one last big thank you to Harrison, Gino, Silvio, and Mr. Wayne. Now maybe I'll just nap here in this corner while you...
Oh, look at that little cute kitty cat. He's black and white and fluffy.
Hey, Mama Jamma, you're right on time.
Well, it's rude to be late.
Oh, Mr. Eric, your studio doesn't have any toys.
You know, that's a really good point. Maybe...
I can conjure some toys for you. I'm getting pretty good at magic.
Zizi, you know, I actually do have a strict no magic rule in the studio. I'm not sure if you heard my interview with Abacus, but...
they both got caught in the door. They were door people.
Yeah, I spent weeks coughing up wood chips after that, but thanks for the reminder, Papaloo.
You betcha, son. Now, where's this cat I hear so much about?
Actually, I don't really like to be cuddled.
Oh, nonsense. All kitties love a cuddle.
Now, hold on a minute. Purdy, please don't cuddle me.
If you don't want hugs, you're kind of in the wrong room right now.
Oh, you're such a smart boy, Zach. Give me a big hug.
Okay. Jojo, run for it.
I'm outta here.
Bye, JF Cat. Okay, does everyone have a seat? Is there enough?
You know, not really. You ever think about getting a bigger studio, young man?
I used to record out of a closet, so this feels huge.
Don't insult his little studio. I think it's cute.
Thank you, Mama Jamma, but we really should be getting to the interview questions.
I think I could make your studio bigger with magic.
Really nice of you to offer repeatedly after I've said no. But let's get to that interview, huh? Okay, Annika's first question for you all.
Hang on, let me just get settled here with my newspaper.
You're gonna read the paper during the interview?
Only when you're not talking to me.
Okay, Annika's first question is, what is your last name? She says it's hard to type out your names, and it would be easy just to say, I want to interview the blank family.
Oh my goodness, Mr. Eric, you never told them our last names?
Well, I just...
Well, my last name is Jamma, and Papa's last name is Lou, obviously.
Oh, you need something to eat.
Now you're fine.
Oh, okay. Apparently, What If World has an army of toy-building cow robots, so... Weird.
That's right, Papaloo.
Oh, okay, so you're married, but you have different last names?
Because I took Lou as my middle name, and he took Jamma as his middle name. And of course, the kids are named
Jammaloo.
That's right, we're the Jammaloo family.
Okay. I guess you are.
Yeah, but she's got the cooler middle name.
Oh, you mean you think that Mamaloo Jamma sounds better than
Papa Gemma Lou?
Yeah, well, just listen to the way you said it, like you try to walk on a balance beam.
Is that how I said it?
A little bit. It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
But that her name is Mamma Lou Gemma. She sounds like a rock star.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Papa.
Well, I like being a Gemma Lou.
Me too.
Me three kids. I just don't feel all that cool sometimes.
Well, Papa, you are really cool to me.
Well, you mean it?
Yeah! You're good at reading.
Aw, shucks.
You're already halfway through that crossword puzzle.
Well, color me 14 across. Oh, 14 across is bashful.
Well, hey, you know, I'd really love for you to answer the next question.
You mean it?
Of course he means it, Papa. Just put down the newspaper.
All right. Well, what's the next question? I'm gonna give you the best answer an interviewee ever gave.
Oh, that's really not necessary. See, Annika asks, how many houses have you lived in?
Well, we lived in the Muffin House.
Oh, then there was the house with the skeletons.
Oh, in the closet, I was just about to say that.
Oh, I was just trying to help.
Well, we lived on a farm with some unicorns.
Oh, we moved to a zombie town for a while.
And I'm sure there were a couple of other places I'm having a trouble remembering.
And then we found Howie the Rocket Ship House.
Oh, kids, this was supposed to be my question.
Okay. Are there any other places you remember?
Okay, let me think for a second here. Oh, you know, why don't you just ask the next question and buy me some time to...
Okay. Annika asks, have you ever lived in a house that used to belong to Cow Turtle Lion Robots, also known as CTL Bots?
How did she know?
Wow, she must be psychic. Seriously.
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday.
It was about an hour ago in What If World. The Jamaloo Famaloo was flying through space, looking for a wormhole to What Is World.
Can't this thing move any faster?
Oh, Papa Lou, we're already moving faster than the speed of light.
But we're gonna be late. Just take that wormhole.
But we don't know where that wormhole goes. ZZ, give your dad the map.
You think I don't know my way around the universe?
And Papa Lou yanked on the steering wheel, sending Howie the Rocket Ship House and the whole Jamaloo family crashing through the wormhole and towards a mysterious planet on the other side.
Uh-oh.
I told you that wasn't our exit, honey.
Oh, brother.
The Jamaloos. You know, Annika was right. It is easier just to say their name.
Oh, look at these giant cow turtle lion robots. So cute.
I missed something. I guess they had crashed into a planet that was home to massive cow turtle lion robots. And they were already living inside one of them.
ZZ, that was quick thinking, casting a magic air bubble around us.
Well, thank goodness Zach found this big, friendly cow turtle lion robot for us to live inside of. Well, I would have never convinced it if Mom hadn't taught me good manners.
And remember how I, did the, you know.
This is awkward,
said the cow turtle lion robot from all around them.
Apparently, this Papa Lou fellow has not done much of any use recently.
Well, I will get us to that interview on time, so help me. How do I fly you, giant cow turtle lion robot?
We just need three pilots. A small one to pilot the robot cow inside the robot turtle. A medium one to fly the robot turtle inside the robot lion.
Oh, and a large one to fly the robot lion that's around all of it.
I call cow.
I call turtle.
I call lion.
Oh, I call reading my newspaper.
Okay, so, Mamma Gemma, you remember it like it was yesterday, but it just happened like a few minutes ago.
You try working full-time and raising two kids for 10 years,
and then tell me how your memory works.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend. So you got here via CTL robot?
No, they did. I just kind of sat here.
Hey, Papa Lou, just because you're not doing amazing things all the time...
doesn't mean I'm not amazing.
Huh?
Was that what you were going to say?
No.
No, I just mean that we all have different strengths, and using those strengths together
makes us stronger.
I was going to say something a lot more insightful, actually.
Well, then by all means, go ahead.
Really, it was wise and thoughtful what I was going to say, but... We are really running low on time, so I gotta get to the last question.
Oh, I hope it's for me.
Zach and Zizi.
Oh.
What is your favorite house that you've lived in, or place that you've visited?
Oh, I really love the Cow Turtle Lion Bot Planet. I wanna live there.
We are flattered, and we love things that live inside of other things. Except, of course, for the evil turducken bots.
Oh, I want to meet them.
Oh, well, I liked living in the house with the skeletons in the closet. They sang such a sweet song. It went like, bones, bones.
Yeah, we didn't sleep all night, so probably not my favorite.
And Zizi, you seem lost in thought.
I don't know. We've been to a lot of amazing places.
Oh, it's okay, Zizi. Just tell them how you love the observatorium, since you're so obsessed with magic.
I do really love magic.
Oh, no, you probably like when we lived inside that active volcano with all the warm and cuddly lava people.
I don't remember telling that story.
No, that wasn't really my favorite either.
It's okay, Zizi. We don't all have to pick favorites. Sometimes...
the favorites pick you.
Oh, he's got you pegged, Mr. Eric.
That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't sound like something I would say.
Zizi, are you okay? I'm sorry, but Papalu just really knows how to make me laugh.
Oh, shucks, Zizi.
And Mama Jamma has to manage the Bakeroo factory, and I really love visiting her at work and seeing her in action.
Oh, that's awfully sweet of you.
Mama Jamma's job is your favorite place, I get it.
But whenever I've had a long day or a hard adventure, or things just haven't gone my way, I just can't wait to get picked up by Papalu so he can tell me some silly joke and make the whole world feel better.
Oh, Zizi,
So I guess that's my favorite place.
Oh, Papalu, I am so jealous of you.
Well, my favorite place is Mama Jamma Hugs.
Oh, Zach, you little rascal, give me a squeeze.
Oh, that's a really big hug, Mom.
Roar, Moo Turtle Sound.
Roar, Moo Turtle Sound?
It is our CTL bot alarm. Their rocket ship house has been repaired. It is time to go.
Well, you know, it was a lovely interview, Mr. Eric.
Yeah, Papalu, thanks for coming.
Okay, Zach and Zizi, let's get out of Mr. Eric's hair.
All right, bye, Mama Jamma. Bye, Papalu.
Bye, Zach and Zizi Jamalu.
See ya, Mr. Eric.
Bye.
One cheek pinch for the road.
Okay. You know, I was just teasing about the lessons, right?
Yes, but it is hard to have a good lesson every once in a while. Well, Annika, I hope you enjoyed your interview. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our awesome theme song, my niece Liddy, and my cousin Raina, two of my youngest fans. And all you grateful kids at home who thank your parents for the little things that they do.
Because every little thing adds up to a big thing.
Papalu, that wasn't...
You're too easy, Mr. Eric.
Until we meet again, keep wondering.
What if world? This is what if world.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.